Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sing it, J-Lo.
The sage in bloom like perfume deep in the heart of Texas.
Six Texans that could be Texans as the draft is a week away, six shows away. So that's why the number six. John Lopez is going to give that to you in a second, but there's some draft news that kind of raised my eyebrow a little bit yesterday. The Texans had two guys in, one of them Ohio State cornerback Kendall Sheffield, who you might remember tore a pec at the combine during the bench press. It was actually one of the more tragic stories of the combine because this guy's got a lot of talent, but he tore his pec. No word on when he's going to be ready. So this is a guy who could slide in the draft. And Montez Sweat out of Mississippi State, one of the workout warriors from the combine, 4'3", he's an edge rusher, and in many mock drafts, they have him going as early as 15. Now, you can say on one hand, maybe they're doing their due diligence in case Sweat, because he actually had some heart issues with the medicals, in case Sweat falls their way, but a lot of people, including myself, wondered if maybe this means the Texans are more aggressive in potentially trading Jadeveon Clowney, and they might even move up in this draft to try to get the most talented, according to some, or one of the most talented. Obviously, Nick Bosa is the most talented. One of the most talented edge rushers that would be a Clowney-like replacement.
I think three things come immediately to mind on this. But the overriding opinion I have is, remember what I call this, lying season. Everybody lies. I don't hold it against them. Because I would, too. You're trying to send messages. You're trying to manipulate the draft, craft certain tendencies or narratives that can help you in the draft. But I think the three things particularly, you just said due diligence. Yeah, that's one. That's absolutely one. What if that he happens to fall to 23 overall? You know, if you're truly going to say, and we heard from Brian Gain live on this show today, and we're going to play some of those cuts again in just a bit, we heard him talk about best available player and balancing that. And if it happens to fit a position of need, then that's a bonus. But he didn't say it does. It has to fit a position of need, which I don't altogether buy. But that's his story. So number one is due diligence. That could be it. Number two, it could be as simple as research. A lot of teams do it. Bill O'Brien has been on the record talking about, we like to interview these players. We like to know. We might be interested in later down the road. You know, we might be finding out something when we face him down the road about him. So it's just research. I think the overriding thing, the third thing, though, is simply they're sending messages. They're sending messages specifically to Jadeveon Clowney and to Bus Cook, who is Jadeveon Clowney's agent. They're saying, look, man, you know, we franchise tagged your guy. And he hasn't, he hasn't signed that tag yet. And maybe, you know, you're talking about wanting to be traded or want to be a free agent. We'll play ball with you. We'll send you that message and talk about maybe making that trade or at least moving up in the draft to get Sweat and then trade you.
713-572-4610. If you want to get in, let's go to Ryan. Ryan, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
What do you do?
Hey.
Your money, Mike, aka Clint Sterner guy. Just want to say RIP, Think Tank.
Clint Sterner's my hero.
Take on the JD issue here. So it seems like the Texans organization and, you know, largely a large portion of the city feel like Clowney maybe hasn't lived up to his potential, you know, as far as being number one overall pick and everything. So now there's a lot of buzz, you know, and I know it's all, line season and everything. But with Clowney being traded, and some of the stories that have come out have been that he's going to be traded to the Raiders. So my take is that trading Clowney to somebody like the Raiders does not make the Texans a better team. If, you know, for instance, you get the number four overall pick plus your pick, you know, at 23, say, for instance, they happen to take the best offensive lineman or best tackle that they see there plus the cornerback like a Greedy Williams. So say you get like a Cody Ford and a Greedy Williams. I think the real question is, does that make us a better team? Or if you take those players and J.J. Watt gets injured like he did a couple years ago and Clowney's not on the roster, then are we a better team or a worse team? Because a couple years ago, he was the only bright spot on our defense.
Sure.
And, yeah, we might have, you know, one or two or maybe even potentially three linebackers that are going to have 100-plus tackle seasons. But I feel like that's not more of them being, you know, Pro Bowl or All-Pro caliber linebackers. That's more of a product of them being on the field so much, because they're on the field, you know, three-quarters of the game all season.
Yeah, we appreciate it, Ryan. I mean, he does make a point. I don't know that trading Clowney makes you a better team now, but if you're not going to invest in Clowney and you don't want to pay him, then it might just be in the best interest. But I don't expect him to get traded. I will say, if Sweat does fall down there to 23 and your medical's checked out and you feel good about him, I don't give a rat's butt who you got. If you can add, the more edge rushers, the better. That would just, to me, mean that maybe you could trade Whitney Mercilus and you could use Sweat a little more.
Well, and plus, I always have believed that when people say we draft the best available player, I never really buy it fully, because I think what they're really saying is we draft the best available player for a position of need. But you can argue defensive end or outside edge rusher is a position of need, at least in the coming years.
I mean,
with JJ, who knows? With Clowney, who knows? And if you can also tweak JD Clowney a little bit for the way he's taking a stand, maybe even demanding to be traded, all the more.
The more toys, the better. Yeah. Six shows away from the NFL draft. Some people are asking, isn't it five? No, this is one. Friday's two. We're going to do a show before the draft, so six. Mm-hmm. And because there are six drafts, six shows until the NFL draft, when your Houston Texans will finally make selections, John Lopez has six guys from deep in the heart of Texas that could be Houston Texans. Texans that could be Texans.
Texans that could be Texans. I've got two honorable mentions, because I looked at all the Texans in the draft. I went through this list of all draftable players that are in the top 300, and I found all the Texans that were there, and I funneled it down. I cropped it down to eight. So I'm going to give you two honorable mentions, Texans who could be Texans that fit obviously the description, but also fit the needs of the Texans. The first honorable mention, I know you love this guy. You absolutely love him. His name is Chris Boyd from Gilmer, Texas, and played for the Longhorns.
Okay. Combine freak. Tape and watching doesn't quite equate to what he did at the Combine. He lacks instincts. He lacks instincts. He makes a lot of mistakes, a little bit thin-skinned, but he can play some special teams, very tough, very physical. Maybe he puts it all together. But I would rather not have to watch Chris Boyd play every week. But
is it instincts or is it coachable?
It's instincts, man. He does not know where the ball is. He was able to overcome a lot of stuff this year. There were a couple times he was beat, but the opposing quarterback play was so bad that they missed him. And there were a couple times where he was beat and he didn't see the ball, and he was just so much stronger than everyone to where he could recover. That ain't happening in the league.
He's helped himself leading into the draft big time.
Best bench press, and he ran a good 40.
All right, next honorable mention of these are Texans, as in from the state of, to who could become Texans. Akeem Butler from Houston, Travis. I said Austin Travis earlier. I was mistaken. Played at Iowa State, but he's from right here in Fort Bend.
Highlight reel.
Just a big dude. The reason he's only honorable mention, because I think the Texans are going to get a receiver, is I just don't think he's going to be available for them. I think their priority is going to be elsewhere in the first round, and he sure is not going to be available in the second round.
Yeah, he could be a tweener.
In my view.
He's a big guy. He's a big guy. Just question about his speed a little bit.
All right. How about some more Texans that could be Texans? This guy, I mentioned him yesterday. I'm feeling really strongly about the Texans, certainly enamored with him. He went to Oklahoma, but he's from Allen, Texas, offensive tackle Bobby Evans, offensive lineman Bobby Evans from Oklahoma.
Mean.
Got that streak in him. He's got that mean streak. Next up, from George Ranch, right here up the road, Kingsley Kiki, defensive lineman from Texas A&M. Has a lot in common with another guy that we're going to talk about here in just a second, but he can fit that mold, which the Texans, Romeo loves this. You can play five technique, three plit technique. You can play at various places along the defensive line.
Word? What's the start? It starts with a V,
I think,
right?
It's a versatile.
V, there it is.
Yeah. Next, Texans who could be Texans. Another Aggie, But that's not just for Aggie reasons. It's because they've talked to him several times, and he fits a need as well. Dalen Mack,
one of the highest recruited guys in the country when he went to Texas A&M. When he's going better than anybody.
From Gladewater, Texas, went to A&M. He's going to get drafted relatively high just on his first step. He's one of the most explosive players you'll ever see.
Jump off sides sometimes.
It looks like it does, but I don't know if he does. Next one, also on the defensive line, Charles Omenihu.
Omenihu. Number 90.
Number 90 out of Rollitt, Texas. Played for the Longhorns. I compare him, and you've watched him more than I have, but I think he compares a lot to Kiki. Can kind of play up and down the line a little bit.
Yeah, and he's one of those guys that
pressure the quarterback.
He could maybe play in a 3-4. Omenihu. I don't know how he did in the linebacker drills, but he's good at getting to the quarterback. He's just not as good at finishing sacks as I'd like him to be.
Yeah. And earlier, talking about central casting, you know, who did you say? Matt Ryan? Gerard talked about the quarterback. He said Matt Ryan was straight out of central casting. Well, straight out of central casting at the safety position from Orange, Texas. Shout out to the Golden Triangle. Deontay Thompson went to Alabama, but he's from Orange. And this guy is just like, build a safety in a lab. And that's what you get with him.
There's another safety that you could say that about that's from Orange.
Mm-hmm.
Earl Thomas.
Absolutely. Just build him in a lab. And the last, the sixth Texan who could become a Houston Texan, Travion Williams, a running back.
Love it.
Right out of our backyard here, went to A&M. Versatile, reminds me of Alvin Kamara in terms of his skill set. I'm not going to say he is Alvin Kamara, but his skill set is that kind of versatility, that kind of explosion, can go 80 yards, can go 8 yards with just as much wow factor.
All-time Aggie leading rusher.
Yep.
Led the SEC in rushing as well. Mm-hmm. Travion Williams, he might make a cameo next.
Really?
Because the Texans' schedule is out. You know what time it is. The world-famous landlocked game-by-game Texans schedule breakdown, including some drama between Bill O'Brien and another coach in the AFC South next.
You done lost your damn mind.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.